You will hear a conversation between a university employee and two student representatives who are discussing the planning of a new university library. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25. Hi there, thanks for coming today. I'm Liz Shaw, the project manager for the construction of the new university library.
Hi, we're Sally and Ben from the Student Association. Thanks for inviting us today.
Yeah, hi Liz.
As you know, planning permission for the new site was granted last week, so we are all very excited about that.
Yeah, great news. We had a big meeting last week and everyone cheered when it was announced. I think they've all had enough of the old place.
Ha, yes, it can get a little chilly in winter. Now, we are currently consulting with different interest groups. Obviously, students are going to be the main users of the library, so any thoughts you guys can offer will be extremely valuable.
Okay, great. So opening should be in around 9 months, is that right?
Longer than that. About 18 months, isn't it?
That's right, Ben, although delays are also possible. Now, I just wanted to go over some of the key points in the document, things that will be of most interest to students.
Fire away.
Well, perhaps the biggest change for the new library is the open plan design. We basically wanted to get away from having all the rooms separated from each other, that old traditional stuffy library atmosphere. Our plan is more like a shopping mall, with escalators taking students from one level to the next, and then different browsing sections along the walls of each floor.
But won't it get a bit noisy?
Well, it might, but also on each floor there will be soundproof reading rooms, so there will be no noise coming in. These rooms will also contain individual pods that can be hired for an even more focused study experience.
Oh, sounds impressive.
Liz, obviously nowadays with building design there are concerns about environmental impact, but I think I saw something in the plans about making use of green energy.
That's right. The library will have over 200 windows, including what will be the UK's largest oval-shaped window at the top of the building, to allow as much natural light into the building as possible. Good for sunny days. The roof of the building will also have a number of small wind turbines, and our target is that these will generate at least 20% of the energy needs of the building.
Oh, that's great!
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30. So those are a few of the core features of the new library. So now feel free to ask any questions you have.
Thanks. Well, as Ben mentioned earlier, a few questions came up in our meeting last week. Firstly, the proposal to get rid of a lot of the library computers is a concern for some.
Well, yes, it's true that we are reducing the number of provided computers to 30 from the previous 100. What we would prefer is for students to bring their own laptops, and we are significantly increasing the number of plug-in points for these.
Okay, sounds reasonable. On a related point, internet speed is something of an issue in the current place, especially when the library is full. Presumably, those problems will be ironed out.
Yes, that is a priority. And also, the local council have promised us extra funds. They want this to be a flagship project for Wi-Fi connectivity in the city, and the aim is to make it the fastest among national universities.
Fantastic. Oh, another thing that came up was book availability. With the new building design, it seems like the number of books on shelves at a given time will decrease.
Yes, it's true that we are moving away from rooms stuffed with books towards a more modern and spacious environment. However, we will still have the computer stations so that students can find and order books to borrow. Also, we are developing our digital library considerably.
I was just going to ask about digital access. About seating. With the new place being more spacious, will there still be room for chairs and tables? Lots of students like to be near the books when they're studying so they can just get up and grab something.
Well, for browsing bookshelves, we are more likely to just be having benches, as our research shows that most users prefer a separation of browsing and study areas. But that's something that can be adjusted if necessary.
I also wanted to ask about disabled access, but we are waiting on feedback from a survey sent out to the Equal Access Committee.
Okay, but rest assured that easy access for people with disabilities is a priority for the project management team, especially things like wheelchair ramps.
Liz, thanks for meeting with us today. The new library sounds amazing. Lots to report back to the association. Oh, before we finish, could we fix a date with you for the next meeting? How about 21st of January, 2 weeks from today?
Let me just check my diary. Well, I'm actually pretty busy that day. How about the day after, at 10 a.m., same place?
Okay with you, Ben? Great. Well, see you then.